This is Simply Lowai, and you're listening to The Expert with a Heart.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Lowai. We're going to be talking about an idea that most of us start thinking about when we're in our 30s, because we think, oh, 10 years, I'm going to retire. We don't really know what the meaning of the word retire is. And indeed, it's become really very complicated now, especially, right, Lowai? Tell us, when do you plan to retire? And I'm thinking this is going to open the Pandora's box and give us all kinds of wisdom.
So I think that one of the things, I'll answer that question later, but I think 15, 20 years ago when I started off talking to people about finances, a lot of 25-year-olds at that stage said we want to retire at 40. That seemed to be a fad and everybody wanted to do that. I attended a conference in the US which had some research about bucket lists. And they said that your bucket list is normally done in 18 to 24 months, irrespective of whether you have 20 items, 50 items, 100 items. Okay. So the question I would ask these 25-year-olds is, okay, so you will retire at 40, you will, you know, watch the yachts go by, you will, I don't know what you do, sit in the Himalayas, do whatever you want. At 42, what are you going to do? And they had no answer, and they said, no, I'm going to earn enough so that I manage. Now, if I go back to maybe 30 years ago, we would see people retiring at 58, 60.
Right.
You know, that was a normal thing. In India, possibly it was 10 years, 15 years if you're lucky. Otherwise, it was 2 years, 3 years after you retired, you were no more. So you had to plan for very little period of life post-retirement, to manage your money. So you earned enough so that you can live your life peacefully. All that has changed. I think life expectancy numbers have shot up. I did read that the child who's not born today is going to live to 143. I know that 15 years ago, I heard that children under the age of 10 will have a life expectancy of 125.
Right.
And when we did financial planning initially, 20 plus years ago, we looked at life expectancy of 65 or 70 for male and 75 for female. We look at 100 for each now, and I think we are underestimating. I don't know about you. I personally know four people for sure, who are above 100. The age of 100.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know anybody over the age of 100 20 years ago. So we are seeing that shift. The other thing I am seeing, interestingly, is that a lot of people who are... So first and foremost, I need to have enough to last my lifetime, which is much longer period in retirement than I thought earlier.
Correct.
Also, culturally, I am not expecting that my child will take care of me, which maybe the previous generation assumed.
Assumption.
And even the child assumed that, I will take care of my parents. Now, I am going to have to manage on my own. I think it's very important that people find a mental, exercise for themselves.
Right.
How are you going to keep yourself mentally active is a very important question to ask. Financially is the second part, and physically is another part. I think everyone, there was a lot of attention to gym, running, walking, all of that. But I think the mental occupation is also as important,
right,
and crucial. So what I am seeing very interestingly is that among clients who, let's say, spent a large part of their life in big corporates. Maybe, so I have one example of somebody who was head of sales in a large organization, retired, intention was to do some spiritual work, did for a year or two, then decided, I have a friend who's in a SME who needs some help, and started helping him, and is thoroughly enjoying assisting that person in HR. In a new area. So he's learning new stuff and contributing and earning. with much less time. So he still has the time to do what he wants personally. Hmm. So I think retirement for us as financial planners means when will your income become zero or become lower than what it is today? Then tell us from 100, now it's going to be 20 or 30. Right. So that's not retirement. That's just drop in income. Hmm. Retirement is when you say everything has to come from the portfolio, the earning, to take care of my expenses. That's the way I see it.
Right.
So if you are enjoying what you are doing, then, and you particularly you're running your own business like me, why will I retire? I will slow down. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I can't do the things at the pace that I would have liked to.
Hmm.
I believe I can. Then I look in the mirror and say, no, no, it's not working.
So yeah,
you have to slow it down.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm hoping I don't have to retire, but who knows?
Yeah. So what are the kind of needs that one needs to sort of predict? Right now, from the point of, I'll tell you what complicated means. A, of course, I need to pay for my rent and house and whatever, whatever. But even things like fancy assisted living facility, community living centers, which are like high end. I don't want to be worried about any. I don't want to go into a pokey little place. I want to live in style. These things obviously cost money. 24/7, you know, help to do your personal upkeep. What else do people have to grapple with when they're looking into the future, say 20 years from now?
So I think one of the things that we find people underestimate, and we are seeing experiences, so we are adding it in our planning, is medical. And not just medical insurance or a corpus to take care of hospitalization, but as you said, 24-hour help.
Hmm.
And more and more we are seeing situations where families are in different geographies.
Mm.
So you are seeing people who are looking after the elderly saying, okay, great, they are on their own. I've got 24-hour help. Now I also have camera. Mm. I can see stuff, all of that.
Mm.
We are managing with that.
Yeah.
So I think that's one piece. The other piece is, you know, as social beings, you tend to want to be around, you know, people who are, whom you're comfortable with.
Hmm.
They could be friends, they could be family, they could be whatever, right? So, one of the thoughts we were working with friends was, oh, let's find a place and have a common place to live.
Yeah.
And the upgraded version of that is, okay, but, you know, the entire year round, I'll get bored with you.
Yeah.
So, can I rotate and have like a rotational Airbnb, 3 months here, I go somewhere else, I go to different groups and I come back.
Yeah.
And then learning along the way. And
So some real estate investments in the offing as well.
It may not be real estate, it could just be an
Airbnb.
Yeah, it's a timeshare equivalent.
Mm.
I think one very interesting podcast I did here about, you know, old age, etc. And they said that the best thing that gives you satisfaction is teaching and sharing your wisdom with others.
Mm.
So if you could convert these old age homes to schools equivalent, that I have, say, expertise in how to play bridge, and I'm going to tell the rest of the community. Somebody else is going to tell about, you know, nutrition. Somebody else is going to talk about finances. Somebody about something else.
Mm.
It would be such a powerful way to give back and yet feel involved, and everybody then has a role to play.
Very nice ideas. Medicine, right? You said that this is something that we've not wrapped our head around, possibly because we don't know what geriatric care is going to look like when you're 90 years old. We simply don't have that many examples of what it takes to really help a person live a proper life, independent, fairly independent life, even if they're 95, 100 or whatever. So there's no data on that that you can factor in.
And, and there is research to say that if you move a person out of their surrounding,
correct,
they deteriorate very quickly.
Yeah, right.
So the temptation is, oh, you know, I am here, I have this great support system in I am, and I'll move the person here.
That doesn't work.
And that's a no-no. And they don't want to move. They, you know, everything is familiar. I know how to walk from this room to the other. Just last evening I met a client who says, you know, my mother lives with me in this room. My brother lives one floor above. I say, why don't you go and live? He says, no.
Yeah.
I am happy here.
Right.
I know how to maneuver In night, I know where the restroom is, I know where my things are, and I'm very comfortable here. I'm not moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of these things we don't understand. In some cases, we've had people who've had their children in different countries, mm-hmm. and they're doing plans saying, oh, I'll be in country A and country B 8 months here, 4 months here.
Mm-hmm.
The child is in a third country.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, yeah, yeah, that's travel. I said, what happens when the child has a child and you are a grandparent? And they've not thought about this because it's not crossed their mind at all.
So this
is what I was saying, that somewhere along the way, the experience of having other people gone through a path really helps when you are doing financial planning, because financial planning is ultimately about life and having the right questions about life will enable you to, you know, do the right sort of planning. Otherwise, you'll plan everything and say, okay, 8 months in US, 4 months in India, here's where it is. And now suddenly, oh, I have to do 2 months in Switzerland. Okay, never planned for that. What that cost would be.
Mm. So when is a good time to start retirement planning? What is a good age?
So, I mean, my temptation is to say as soon as 30, you start working, 20. but I don't think it becomes priority for you. Maybe it's in your 40s, maybe it's 50s. If you're thinking of breaking through from a employment into, you know, starting something of your own, then maybe 3, 4, 5 years before that.
Right.
Just so that you're comfortable with the fact that, oh, there's going to be no certainty of income or, you know, lumpy cash flows or market situation where, oh, my work involved meeting people physically, and oh, pandemic came. So 1 year now, this is zero income.
Mm.
So
what are the elements that need to go into thinking? You've mentioned, you know, things like you have to foresee medical needs, you have to foresee social changes, the fabric of society is changing with more independent families and people living away from their children and so on. But what 4 or 5 items?
Here we go. From 3, it's gone to 4 or 5.
Okay. I'm trying to see if 3 is just too restrictive for Loai. He's just got this load of information to give us, and maybe 3 is limiting him. So I'm saying 4 or 5.
Yeah, sure.
But you get
good try.
Ideas that you would approaches that you'd like to share with our viewers on financial planning for retirement.
So I think it goes back to the basics, right? There is certain amount of cash flow that you require for your ongoing expenses, which is...
I'm going to stop you there. How do I plot that? Because what I think today is what I use, and I add like another 25% on top
of it. No, you don't. So what we do is we look at, tell me today if you were to retire, how much money do you need?
Today.
We will build in inflation.
Okay.
And calculate that amount. Mm-hmm. So I think first, forget the numbers, but think of the components. This is my regular expense that I need for living. I can imagine, okay, you know, let's say I'm spending a certain amount on fuel and I have 2 cars because one is company, one is something else. Oh, I'm not going to need all of this, but oh, I drive myself, I'll need a driver. So add some of those, change those, right? You know, I'm paying school fees, they won't be there, so that goes away. So one is regular stuff. One is the fun stuff. Okay, I'd like to, till the time I can, go for holidays and do this type of holiday, right? Then there is this emergency or medical requirement, or here's what I want to keep aside for friends and giving and gifting and gifting. Then here's what I want to keep for giving and charity. This is a cause I want to pursue. So I think you just need to have these components and then have conversations about where do I park this money? What will it earn? What will it mean if I wanted to give 10 lakhs as charity, you know, 10 years later? What would that amount be at that point in time? And therefore, and in what order of priority each of these are? For you, you know, giving may be high. For somebody else, it may be, you know, 7th item on the list. So, And I think as we go through life, life will happen. You know, some family member will suddenly be ill, and not just money, you might have planned for it, but your time is gone, so you can't do the giving, which was, you know, I'm going to give my time at this,
correct,
at this old age home or at this orphanage or whatever. So I think it's important to keep that in mind.
What about this time factor from the point of view, obviously we're living longer. Does that mean it'll never be too late to start on this job as well? The benefit of my longevity should extend to my ability to carry on these conversations with the financial advisor to even when I'm 70. Do you have people who come in at 65, 70 and say, I haven't started and
Yes, it turns out.
How does, what's the approach there if there's no income?
What happens with many of people at that stage is also what happens is wealth is higher. Some of it is own wealth and own earning. Some of it is higher saving because a lot of my commitments are over.
Right.
And then there could be inheritance. I got something in inheritance which I never looked at and never
factored in,
but that's now come in. So now say, okay, now what do I need to do to ensure that this is done? So some of them will come very clearly and say, first, the only thing I want to do is to protect this amount of income per month or per year I must get. And inflation adjusted, make sure it's protected from my investments. And then they will say, oh, I also have rental income and that's bonus. So when it comes, we will invest it. So while we think that there is no income, because I've taken care of all the cash flow and the outflows, that rental income becomes the income.
Income, right.
So I say, okay, this is what I'll do with it. I will park this with growth objective, safety objective, no cash flow, craving objective, whatever, right?
There it is. We are, I think, consistent in the use of certain words on the series so far, which is a great thing. But any last interesting, really interesting observations? Longevity is one, of course, all these things, but ideas about retirement that you find yourself challenging, mulling over, wrapping your head around from a financial perspective?
So one clear thing that we are seeing is that as opposed to what, you know, we might have heard in theory, that as people get older, they tend to take lower risk. It's almost exactly the opposite.
Really?
Exactly the opposite. And particularly if you come off a year like this where, you know, returns have been good, so many of the clients are coming back and saying, why can't we just go all in now? Because I don't, you know, cash flow needs, all those are taken care of. So this is surplus. Or, you know, and the tendency again is to look at the rear view mirror and say, this is the type of return that I got. And by doing all these safe things, I lost 30% or 40% in this 1 year. And you tend to think this is repetitive. So some of it is, we actually think of it as craving and we give in and say, okay, fine, this much we will do. But we try and, you know, guard it and say, okay, it's a smaller portion.
Right.
Because we still have to remind them that this may not be sustainable. So that I see as the big thing. The other thing is I certainly think that the younger generation, we expect that they will not have one career in their life. They will keep moving, right? I'm seeing this happening with the older people as well, that they are actually learning something new and they're doing something which is pretty much new. So while we think it's new generation, I think the rub off on the older is happening.
Right.
People are learning new things
later,
and then much later in life, and then finding, contributing and finding with what the experience they had and this new learning, they are able to contribute, be relevant, be mentally occupied, and of course it's helping them financially.
Now for some advances in medical technology and then we are sorted, right? We can party till the very last day.
So somebody did tell me that in 5 years, there is research to say that nobody will die because there is no organ transplant, because it will be available with 3D printing. So now, of course, pricing, how easily it's accessible, all of that is...
Correct.
If they say 5 years, maybe it's 15 years before it becomes a little more democratically available. But
fingers crossed.
I don't know. There are some people who say, no, but I don't want to live till that long.
Yeah.
I said,
well, you know, if you're living a full, happy life, why wouldn't you?
We are not Netherlands where you can, you know, hold hands
and
go away.
Go off into the sunset.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we're not going anywhere. We'll be back with more episodes of Simply Loai. But great to have you here. What's next, Loai? What should we be talking about? What are the ideas that we want to explore on Simply Loai?
So I think that, you know, dealing with money, unfortunately, people try to put in an Excel. Ultimately, it's a human being you're dealing with. So all the aspects of behavior is one part. The other is the complexity of not being only in one sort of geography or in one jurisdiction. The fact that, you know, the world is global, but yeah, of course the world was always global, but yeah,
yeah.
But it is like that, you know. Yeah. It's become that.
Yeah.
So you need to also examine and explore newer avenues of investing, ways of investing, and not just because it's new or let me do it, but thought through. And of course, we are learning as we deal with more complex situations that there are ways to legitimately try and avoid taxes, try and make sure that if there are, in the Western world, there's inheritance tax, how do you avoid it? Or sort of safeguard yourself or your assets from that.
Right.
So lots of interesting stuff that's
Super.
Going on.
Super. We'll be back soon.
That was an episode of the Simply Lowy podcast series, Expert with a Heart.